station.
It's the weirdest thing. I feel like I've been in a coma for about 20 years, and I'm just now waking up.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I remember playing some of my best ball when it was freezing outside.
Best what ball?
Anything that involved the ball, I played it.
Jeff Lutz.
Again, you played your best ball by yourself? I assume most people do. You never got your shot blocked playing by yourself.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It's the ball.
Learn it. Know it. Live it.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome. It's a Monday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio, here in good old Wichita, Kansas. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, your co-host. Max Power Producing, Engineering, 869-1240 is the phone number. I've got all kinds of distractions today with the Cardinals holding a news conference.
Is that really a distraction?
It is. It's a major, major distraction.
We went 83-79. Thanks,
yeah,
everyone,
they're
for coming.
They're telling us what they're going to do, and I'm not happy about it. And we try to win, and in your town, they try to survive. That's basically...
Where are we at right now?
Your town. Cleveland.
Where am I at? Where are we at?
I don't know. Where's, I said Wichita.
Where's Cleveland, though?
What's, I presume that's
accurate. Talking about where's Cleveland in the baseball conversation.
Can I even watch this?
We're not playing this week either.
Why don't you take the show over?
Who cares about this?
I do.
I mean, it's a bumbling organization. They're not going to say anything of note. It's just a year end.
They're setting the course for their future.
We sold out of pennants.
You don't even know baseball, Jeff.
Yeah.
You follow one team.
That's dumb. I mean, how dumb can you possibly be?
And that's where you are, and that's fine.
That's not true.
That's what a lot of people do. I get it.
There you go with you, just being you.
Royals are in. They will begin their wild card series tomorrow at Baltimore. So that's going to be new for the Royals, first time in since 2015, right?
Yeah, imagine having to play a wild card series. What suckers. But that's cool. Good for the Royals.
The teams that played the wild card series last year did pretty well.
I was told the Royals have not been eliminated from the playoffs. I guess they lost Game 7 of the World Series, but they haven't been eliminated from the playoffs in 40 years. Is that right?
What does that mean?
It means they haven't been eliminated from the playoffs. I don't know. They won the World Series. In 2014, they got to Game 7. In 2015, they won it. So they haven't really been eliminated.
Well, they got eliminated in 14.
I don't know if eliminated. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how this person...
What person is it?
No, it's just a person.
One of your KWCH people?
No, not one of those.
Who?
One of my WinSearch people.
Well, they don't know what they're talking about.
Is it not... Do you get eliminated if you make it all the way to Game 7
sure,
of the World
you're
Series?
Eliminated. You're eliminated from the playoffs, technically, right?
I guess.
That's what happened.
Well, should I reply with that?
Sure.
Okay, I will.
Because you were eliminated.
They have not,
and I don't even know why that's
viable. Won 8 of 9 playoff series since then.
But oh. Cole Reagans and Corbin Burns tomorrow, that's a good matchup in game one of that series. And game one is so important in a 3-game series. Who do you like?
I don't know. I can't. It's one game, and either pitcher can come out and be
Royals
amazing.
They haven't been hitting.
They have not been hitting. Is Pasquantino.
It sounds like Pasquantino is going to be a go.
Is he on the roster? Have they announced that yet?
They don't have to announce that till tomorrow.
See, because I'm on Verizon. I don't have service. I don't know what's going on with anything.
Well, I don't got any, I've got plenty of service.
Good for you.
But anyway, Pasquantino, I believe, will play. I think everybody thinks he'll play. Now, will he be 100%? I don't know, but they need his bat. They need his presence in that lineup, right?
It's tough. Do you use him kind of as a weapon? Do you go to him off the bench?
No.
Is that a guy who can handle 30 at-bats or how, you know?
Well, you see what he can do. He's been taking BP. That's certainly not game situation. But it sounds like he's ready, and if he's even close to ready, you put him in there. This is why you play, man.
You also play to have a career.
And oh, please. You know what those kind of thoughts get you?
A career?
No,
money?
No. If you have those thoughts as a manager or general manager, you don't have a career in baseball.
Okay, well, that's every team, so I don't know what you want me to say. The Nationals done it.
You be Vinny Pasquantino. No, let me be Vinny.
No.
You play Brian, what's J.J. Piccolo?
Piccolo.
You be him.
Be a Piccolo, maybe a
Come up to me and talk.
Clarinet or...
Come on.
What's up, Vinny?
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
How's your shoulder feeling,
great.
Bud?
Ready to go.
Well, we got some, our doctors say it's good. You probably can go. We want to make sure we're as cautious as possible here.
Perfect. I don't care who my doc, I'm ready to go,
we're
Jay.
We're still going over some of the reports.
Forget the report.
It's kind of going to be that game time decision type
you
thing.
You don't need a report.
And there's a chance we kind
of
strategically use you.
Yeah, and you know what I'll strategically do?
As a pinch hitter.
Take you out.
We want to lengthen your career as much as possible.
And if you try to do that nonsense, I'll attack you with every bat in our dugout.
Well, if
How do you
your
feel
career
about that,
ends,
Jay?
If your career ends, Vinny, you're going to have to go be a substitute teacher
Fine.
Somewhere.
I want to play in the playoffs. Not even a question.
Okay, good for you.
Thank you.
You're benched.
I'll kill you.
And we're looking for a trade. We don't like insubordination.
I think I won that.
I don't think so.
Of course, JJ. Of course, Vinny's going to play. No doubt about it.
I don't know.
Well, I'm telling you, he's in there. Then you've got Detroit and Houston. They start tomorrow with Scooble and Valdez. Boy. Tarek Skubal has had the weight of the world because he's really their only viable starter. They're just going to piece it together after that.
That's kind of what you should do in the playoffs. I'm excited. I don't mean to turn this back to Cleveland, but they've got basically two starters that they're going to go with. They have three off days in that series, the ALDS. So let's roll. Let's roll with Clase in the fifth. Let's do what we do and win.
Braves and Mets playing a very key doubleheader today. And in game one right now, Spencer Schwellenbach, who's been a savior for the Atlanta Braves, last I saw was shutting out the Mets. And if Atlanta
3-0.
Wins that game, they're in. And then the Mets would have to win game two to be in. And Atlanta would get to save Chris Sale for the wild card round, game one tomorrow. There's no way they care if they win that game, too.
There's not.
It's a travesty. What if you're the poor Arizona Diamondbacks?
Well, then you didn't put yourself in a position to get into the playoffs.
What if you're the poor Diamondbacks?
You have nobody to blame
in your locker room, and you're saying to yourself, okay, Mets, go get them in game two, and both teams roll out, and the break. It's just
what?
Not a good. You know what I'm saying?
No, they want.
Even
the,
though no one knows what I was saying,
they want the Braves to
know.
Win. They want the Braves to win game two.
Right, and the Braves are going to roll out Chipper Jones to start in that game.
Maybe
they're not going to put
also,
anybody
don't
out.
Don't they also sort of want to put the Mets out?
No,
there's
That's
none
not
of that.
The way it works anymore, unfortunately. In the 80s and 90s, you're damn right. Let's go get – I can't stand these Mets.
I feel like the Braves still might win game two.
No.
They have to put major leaguers on the field, right? They only have
– Yeah, but they're going to be – so they're not even going to – no.
They only have 26 guys on the roster. They have to put a lineup –
They're going to San Diego regardless.
Of nine big leaguers on the field.
But they're going to San Diego regardless. It wouldn't matter what happened. And the Padres or the Diamondbacks – or Mets would then go to Milwaukee.
I'm just saying, I've seen crazier things.
I don't think so. I don't think you'll see that craziness. You like Detroit or Houston?
I don't want to play Houston. So how about?
Do you have the winner of that series?
Yes. So
what's so intimidating about Houston?
I don't know. They beat us. They beat us all the time. They beat us in the playoffs. They beat us in the regular season. It's just not a fun matchup for me. Even though they won't have Valdez.
No, they're not
early.
A fun matchup at all.
That's what I'm saying.
I hate playing them. Always have.
Yeah, at least we get them at home.
Had some very tense games against them back in the day, in the early 2000s.
Yeah, when you were both were in the National League.
Yeah.
Now they came over to the American League and started tormenting us.
Although, one of my finest moments as a Cardinals fan happened when I was watching them in the playoffs in Houston in 2000, whatever, five, when Albert came to the plate against Brad Lidge. Everybody in that stadium up and on their feet. They're within one out of clinching the series, going to the World Series. And Albert hit one about 17 miles.
And then they lost the next night.
They did. Blah, and that was upsetting. But I rose out of my chair and beyond excited.
Oh, I get it.
Beyond excited.
That home run would have taken a lot more of a mythical path had they not lost
it. It would have, no question. And I point that out every time I talk about
it. And I'm in the same boat with some of the home runs Guardians have hit in the playoffs.
So that's what you have in the American League. The National League still to be set up, but Milwaukee and San Diego will host the wild card rounds. And we're looking forward to it. I'm going to watch a lot of baseball the rest of the week. That's on my agenda.
As it should be.
Been watching quite a bit of football, and we had a... I don't even know how to react to a lot of football right now. You had K-State just blow out your Oklahoma State
Everyone
Cowboys.
Everyone kind of saw that coming.
Except for...
Duda.
And Max. Max is having an awful year in picks. The only one to get our bonus game right, and he did it for 10, and we mocked him at the time.
Anthony,
was the
big
fella.
Yeah, that's good for him, I guess. Well done. It was hard to pick against Minnesota. I picked Green Bay for like
Why?
Two.
What's happened? Sam Darnold?
Yeah. So I'm saying it was hard to pick against him. And I don't want to pick against them anymore. That's a team that they have not been beaten by the randomness bug, bitten by it. Like, everything in the NFL is so random, but the Vikings are just putting it on everybody.
It's been bizarre to watch. I mean, they're really good. They were up 28-0 in that game. Now, Green Bay stormed back. And
when it's 28-0, you kind of take your foot off the gas, and then it's hard put it back
not
on.
Against, not on the road. Not on the road in Green Bay against your division rival. That's a lesson learned by Minnesota, in my opinion. Philadelphia was terrible. Max picked them. Everybody else picked Tampa. Baltimore just annihilated Buffalo.
Crazy.
I'm the only one who picked that one.
Well done.
I did it for 7.
What were the points this week? Because obviously...
Well, we got a game to play tonight.
Jason lost 10, so that's fun.
He gained 5, lost 10. He's at a minus 5 right now.
Poor guy.
I gained, let's see, I've had a good week, at least in my world. I've gained 19 and lost 6. You gained 18 and lost 2. Duda, as I said, is down 5. Max gained 10 and lost 6. And the big fella, 7, 13, 15, gained 15 and added 10.
25 points. That'll put him in the thick of things.
25 for him. So,
proud of the kid. Maybe he knows something we don't.
Well, I like that addition of the bonus game.
What if we did that for every game?
No, that would take away the value of it.
It'd just make people think a lot, is all
no,
I'm saying.
Maybe next
year.
No.
1 through 10 confidence.
If you ever take over the show, you can do that.
All right, thank you.
But
so next year, then.
You know you never will take over
the show. Take over?
One, there's two reasons.
What are they?
There's two reasons. You don't want anything to do with that.
How do you know?
Because I know you. You don't want to be in charge of this on a daily basis. You just don't.
Well, I don't know if I do or not.
No, I know, but I know you do. I know
no,
you don't.
I don't think you know. I don't think you know. I don't even know. How could you know?
It's easy to sit there and say, yeah, you know, I'd like to take this baby over.
I'm not saying that either. I'm just saying I don't know.
My point being, no, you couldn't.
Okay, we'll see.
And the other reason is because program director Tony Dusing has in our private conversation has told me no way.
That's weird that he's never told me that.
Have you had a private conversation?
I have private conversations with Tony all the time.
Well, I don't know what he's telling you, but...
He's telling me FanDuel.
By the way, the Mets rallying now in the eighth inning, down 3-1 with runners at first and third and no out.
Uh-oh.
Now, that's interesting.
Gotten a little interesting. Might want to bring in Iglesias if you have a shot to do that.
Of course they will.
That's what I'm saying.
Of course they will.
That's what I'm saying.
I might want to.
Well, you know how people talk.
No, I don't know how people talk like
that. You don't?
That.
You don't know? Hey, they might. Yeah, you might want to. You might want to.
Here's what I'd say. They got to bring in Iglesias.
Same diff. Same exact thing we're saying.
I know, I'm saying it with more authority. I'm saying it with more must do.
I bet Leo Mazzoni or whoever the pitching coach is over there saying, hey,
what is
Bobby,
that, Rick Kranitz?
We might want to bring...
How about that for knowing that?
Knowing what?
Who their pitching coach is.
Well, good for you.
When you try to fool me...
Who's the Guardians pitching coach?
What is that old guy's name? Been there forever.
He was there and then he came back.
What's his first name?
Carl.
Oh, yeah, Carl. Gosh, I can
pitch
picture him.
Pitch for the Twins back in the day.
What's his last name start with?
W.
W?
Yeah.
Carl Will something.
Carl Willis.
There you go.
You got it. You nailed it.
Carl Willis. Who's a good guy from all accounts. And a good pitcher.
Why wouldn't he be?
So, yeah, there you go. On the show today, we're just going to talk. Going to break down the NFL, talk some college football. Eventful week. We'll get into KU and K-State. I'd love to hear from you listeners who are bent toward either school, either program. I thought Saturday was a defining moment for both in some ways. Kansas State rose to the occasion. Kansas completely wilted.
I feel like Kansas State... has a lot more defining moments to come. They got to go at Colorado next, I think, is their next game.
Yeah, but that was a big win.
It was.
And especially the way they did it. They handled them. And yeah, they have some tests coming up, but I think they're on the road.
They are currently the favorite in the Big 12.
And Utah was defeated by Arizona, which was kind of a surprise. Now, remember, K-State beat Arizona, but it wasn't a conference game. So what you've got right now...
Is there any undefeated team in the Big 12?
Well, that's what I'm going to get to. If you don't try to think...
I don't think there is. Everyone has a loss already?
Don't try to... No, BYU, Colorado, Texas Tech, Iowa State, Arizona, West Virginia, all undefeated in Big 12 play.
How many of those teams are undefeated on the season?
Undefeated on the season, BYU, Iowa State.
That's it.
Yeah. So
probably not the two we would have picked.
What's that?
Are you talking to me?
No, I don't know what you're saying. And I don't know really why you're talking.
Why are you talking?
This is what irritates me about this show.
That you don't listen?
I mean, I can handle it.
Then go.
I really don't. I just don't need a lot of help.
Have at it.
Well, what was I saying? You interrupted me.
You said it was Iowa State and BYU, the only undefeated teams in the Big 12. I said probably not the two you would have picked at the beginning of the season. Well, certainly BYU was not.
Here's the thing about Iowa State. Never count them out.
But they're always out. They're never in. So I'm going to count them out at some point.
Nah, they're top. They're a good program.
They're fine.
And really, no games this week in the Big 12 that really catch your eye. I guess Texas Tech at Arizona is pretty interesting. That's a late game. K-State has its bye week. You've got Kansas going to Tempe to face Arizona State, which Arizona State's not bad. I don't know when Kansas gets another win.
We thought they might go undefeated, and here they are basically winless.
KU Pat, now would probably be a pretty good time to weigh in because right now they've got Arizona State on the road at home against a bad Houston team. But you can look for Houston to get better because they're well coached. Then they go to K-State at home against Iowa State at BYU, home against Colorado at Baylor. Man, that has 3-9 or 2-10
sure
written
does.
All over it.
Poor KU. Feel bad for him.
It is bad. It's tough.
Because that sets your program back who knows how long. Jalen Daniels is
worst
not the same guy.
Worst year could have happened. With
weird.
The renovation, the expectations. Man, tough. We'll be back. We'll talk more about it. 869-1240, the IHOP hotline. You can weigh in by giving us a call. It's Bob and Jeff, Monday edition, KFH.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
I don't want anybody to say, well, you shouldn't like that song, Jeffrey. I'm going to say, well, I do. Sorry.
Well, I'm just shocked that you don't have a guilty pleasure. Yeah.
Like what?
Old songs.
Really?
You know, although I shouldn't feel guilty, right?
Some song, I mean, yeah, we like what we like.
I caught a lot of grief for liking Air Supply and Bread.
There's nothing wrong with Bread.
Well, I
Air Supply, I'm not so sure, but whatever.
People, well, who's the guy from Air Supply? Russell Hitchcock?
You know who likes Air
remember,
Supply?
I want to remind you of something. Do you remember when we had Russell Hitchcock on the show?
What do you think?
No.
No, I don't.
Why do I have a better memory than you?
Why would I remember that?
Well, I mean, it's a pretty big deal.
I mean, I...
And
great.
Russell Hitchcock, his phone was breaking up. And we said, Russell, we're having a hard time with the connection. And we convinced him, or he convinced us, well, I'll be in St. Louis for a show tomorrow. I'll be in my hotel room. I'll give you a call then on a landline. And he did that.
Really?
Yes.
I remember none of that. How long ago do you think that was?
I don't know, 4 or 5 years.
Really?
That's
crazy.
A gesture by Russell Hitchcock.
It was quite a gesture.
Of Air Supply.
That's part of the reason why you become, you know, guilty pleasure or a kind of like a cultish band like Air Supply was. If you treat people well and you treat your fans well and you
who
respect
would've done
people,
that?
Not a lot of people.
Can you imagine Johnny Rivers doing that?
I can't even imagine Johnny Rivers.
All the, you don't remember Johnny Rivers?
I don't think I was on the show that day, but I remember.
Of course you were on the show.
I don't think I was. I wouldn't have put up with that.
Oh, please.
Johnny, you're going to come in here and big time me.
Say that again, Mac.
Jeff wasn't with Johnny Rivers. It was you and Jack. Johnny was angry that day, my friend.
Yeah, we've interviewed a lot of entertainers. A
couple of pushovers.
But Johnny was not a happy camper. So why do the interview, Johnny? That's my question.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah, well, there's nothing that ties you to doing it, for crying out loud.
I thought it wasn't as bad as maybe you made it sound. I remember sort of thinking
that.
Yeah,
it was pretty bad.
All right.
He yelled at Bob for being 6 months off of a song that he wrote. You wrote it at 15. I was 14 and a half. Oh, sorry, dude.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Have there been any others like that?
Don't yell at me. Not that I'm aware of.
You want to call out any celebrities?
No, I've enjoyed all of our celebrities.
They've been nice.
I've enjoyed talking to them. I've enjoyed the process, and we're always going to have those. So we're looking for more.
What do you think of the season premiere of Saturday Night Live?
Love the opening. What's the woman's name? Who's playing?
Jean Smart?
No. The opening.
Maya Rudolph.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Yeah, her impression
was
great.
She's got Kamala down pat.
She does. I was surprised by that because I thought she might be kind of just out there playing herself because she looks so much like her that you can do that.
But she's got the voice.
The impression was unbelievable.
And then Jim, what's the guy that played Tim Walz?
Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
I didn't recognize him at first. That was kind of weird.
And like, then Dana Carvey as Joe Biden was fantastic.
Yeah, he's great at that.
And then Bowen Yang and...
Nah.
Well, he was the weakest. It was good.
I don't need Bowen Yang.
I thought Gene... You don't like Bowen Yang?
Have I ever laughed at anything he's ever done?
He's pretty funny. I think he's one of the bright spots of that cast.
Really? What am I missing?
I don't know what you're missing. Maybe. Maybe
Jean Smart was a bad choice.
She wasn't the right person to do that.
Season 50? No.
I don't know what they were thinking. It wasn't the right fit.
She's not identifiable for anything. Unless you watched Designing Women 40 years ago.
Hacks is a pretty popular
show. No one watches Hacks.
Oh, please.
I don't know anyone who
heard of
Hacks.
I know a lot of people who watch it.
No, you don't. Because
it won Emmys.
Just because you sort of like it does not mean people watch it.
No, they watch it. Look at the ratings.
I don't know anybody who watches
it. You don't know anybody.
I know a lot of people.
You get out. You've never talked to anybody about what they watch.
Oh, I'm in so many groups.
Really? You're in
Facebook,
groups?
On Facebook, television. What are you guys watching? Are you guys watching
Show
Hacks?
Show me a group you're in.
Well, I don't have internet because of the Verizon.
Name one of the groups.
TV Specialties 2024. And they just don't want any part of it.
Do you ever talk to anybody at KWCH about what they watch on television?
No, not really.
Do you ever talk to any of your friends about what they watch on television?
Sort of. I ask them if they watch Shoresy, and if they don't, they should.
See, that show just doesn't. If it appeals to Duda, isn't that two strikes against it?
He's a hockey player, and it's about hockey, so it should appeal to him.
How'd Travis Clayton do on the show?
He was pretty good. His phone was breaking up a little, but we pushed through it. We call him Rooster, at least Duda does.
By the way, the Mets now lead 6-3.
Crazy.
Over the Atlanta Braves. They scored 6 runs in the top of the 8th inning, and they did it against the rally started against Schwellenbach, but then they got into the bullpen, including Iglesias, who gave up a couple runs. Looks like he gave up a home run to Brandon Nimmo that put the Mets ahead. So the Mets now lead that one 6-3, which means the Diamondbacks are looking good now because Chris Sale will have to pitch the nightcap of this doubleheader.
And it seems like that should go pretty well for the Braves. But they're gripping. Their fans are gripping.
But if they split, both teams are in.
That's correct.
So it's maybe not going that well. Will the Mets want to win game 2?
No. I don't know. Will they? They don't have to line up anybody. They can pitch whoever. They'll probably go with a bullpen game. And those are tough.
But the Braves have to win game 2.
They have to.
Fascinating. Interesting stuff. In the world of baseball right now, with the wild card series beginning tomorrow. And, of course, as we said, the Royals in Baltimore to face the Orioles, who have not had a great second half. Very easy to imagine the Royals winning that series.
I agree.
And going to play the Yankees.
Can you imagine? Yankees-Royals in the playoffs? That was like the theme of the late 70s, early 80s. A lot of great series between those teams.
That would be fun. And to me, every team in the American League looks beatable.
Which means that anyone could win it.
Right. It's pretty wide open.
So why don't you say that? Why do you have to make it?
I probably feel like the Astros are the team to beat.
The problem is they get to the ALCS every year. And to get to the ALCS, they have to beat Cleveland. So let's not go there. Let's just try to relax a little bit.
Who, me?
Yeah. Pick somebody else. Pick Cleveland for once.
I'll pick Cleveland.
Try that on and see how it feels.
I can't do it in all good faith.
See how it feels.
I like Cleveland, and I'll be pulling for them. I honestly will. I just don't.
If they can get a lead, a run or two, just scratch it across, then they go to the bullpen in the fourth.
They just had one more bat in there.
Their bats
I've been
have been
saying that about
their
them
bats
for,
have been fine. Their top five pretty good. Now that Kwan's back and Lane Thomas is hitting,
but Kwan forgot how to hit.
He had a home run in his first at bat back. I'm not worried about him.
I don't know what to tell you. I hope for the best.
It's going to be nothing like regular season baseball, so I don't know what to expect. Should I go camping with my wife this weekend?
What do you want to do?
Well, I want to watch the Guardians, but I mean, we could take a TV along, and but I don't know. I kind of want to watch.
Will you be any fun with? Doesn't she want to have fun?
I would assume so.
Is she going on by? Who's she going with?
Nobody. It's either we're going or we're not going.
Well, then you gotta go, man.
Nah.
Treat that woman the best you can, man.
Can't go the following week or the week after that.
Then you gotta go this week.
It's tough.
Why can't you go the following week?
Then next week, we're going to Denver, Aaron and I, for her concert thing.
What concert?
Alec Benjamin.
Alec Benjamin?
Yeah. And the week after that, it's the Eagles.
And you asked me about the Eagles, and I've kind of settled on I'm okay.
Well, I'm still going to look.
I've kind of settled on I'm okay.
Now let's just go.
I don't feel right about it.
Really?
Well, you know why. I don't want to get into all the reasons, but...
I know, but...
I just don't feel right about it.
So, once in a lifetime.
I've done my once in a lifetime thing.
Here's the question that you won't care about, but I'm going to ask you anyway. About the Eagles.
Oh, God.
Don Henley said we're going through February, right? But only the January shows have been announced. They've not announced February. Well, are they waiting so they can bill February as the final Eagles shows ever?
Don't know.
But what do you think?
Who knows if Don Henley's even coherent at this point in his life?
He looks coherent. He looks fine.
Sure, he's fine, but I don't know what they're thinking.
It's weird. It's been a weird few months for
that man. I used to be like you are now with the Eagles, hanging on every word. I don't know what happened, especially, but I'm not there anymore. I love them. They're my favorite band of all time. But it just feels like, okay, they're still doing this thing, and I admire it, but it's still maybe a new song. I mean, dude.
They're going to put different songs in the set.
But I'm talking about a new song.
Yeah, they're not going to.
The Doobie Brothers are making a new record, for crying out loud.
No one's going to listen to it.
The Doobie Brothers fans will.
Yeah, there's 9 of those people.
You owe that to your fans.
I don't disagree with you.
And there's a lot of Doobie Brothers fans.
Well, the Eagles have a lot of fans, too.
Right. So, but throw us a bone, man. This is why you ask me all the time, or you wonder. In the 70s, when they were putting out new record after new record, it was like, oh, my God, we're getting a new Eagles record. I'm first in line to buy it. I can't wait. That's part of what drives and drove my fandom. Do you understand that?
Okay.
The thrill.
Well, for
of a
me,
new record.
You know what has driven my fandom?
I don't even know what.
Going to see them.
Good. I went to see them too.
Well, that still drives me for whatever reason.
Right, because you're an obsessive type of person. I'm not as much. I want something to hook me. Long Road Out of Eden hooked me when they did their Long Road Out of Eden tour. I went and saw it 3 times. New music. They're going to play songs from this album. I like the album. I like the songs they're going to play from it. They wore their suits and ties. They did something different. It was different.
Yeah, I saw it 13 times, I think.
History of the Eagles. Good. Good idea. that may make you the most uncomfortable of anything we talk about
on
this show.
Not really what I'm feeling.
You can't stand the idea of me dancing.
Not really.
I don't understand why.
You want to think about me dancing?
Well, you don't.
Of course I do. I don't go out to dance, but I dance.
Well, back in the day, I went out to dance.
Yeah, I'm not a very good dancer. Not the worst, but I'm certainly not in the...
You got to understand.
I'm not in the top 95%.
Dancing was a big thing in my youth, in my... 18 to 25 years, right?
Sure.
Disco was coming. You had to do it.
You had to.
I mean, that's my
point.
Had
to grow the hair out, had to wear the bell bottoms, had to, I don't know, play the part, I guess.
It was an era. All right, let's get into some NFL. We talked briefly at the start about the Vikings overcoming the Green Bay comeback. Held on to win 31-29. They're now 4-0, and no one expected that. Nobody picked them as a top 10 record in the league.
No,
right?
We didn't pick them. We both picked 8. So we didn't pick them as a top upper half team in the league.
Jordan Love had a big statistical day, but that's because he had to have a big statistical day in rallying the Packers.
Yeah, and shook some rust off maybe. He got hurt in the opening game. Can I ask you about what you think? Obviously accidental, the Rashee Rice thing, but should Patrick Mahomes be lowering his shoulder trying to make tackles?
No. We'll talk about that in a minute. We'll get to the Chiefs. Braves have just taken a lead in the bottom of the eighth on a bases-loaded double by Ozzie Albies.
Well, that's crazy.
They're fighting, man. That is electric. That's playoff baseball. Not quite, but has all the tenets
it is
of a playoff game, and that's a big hit.
Yeah, you lose in not this game, but you lose this one and the next one, you're out. So it basically is playoff baseball. How many fans stay for the second game if Atlanta wins?
They'll stay.
Would you?
Yeah, they'll have a good time.
I'd stay.
Of course you'll stay.
I won't be there, but I would if I was.
The Buccaneers put up 33, beat the Eagles, and we expect an Eagles coaching change any day now, don't we?
Thought it was going to happen today, to be honest. I don't know what really they're waiting for.
That flatline since winning the Super Bowl
is not working.
Bengals get a win. They better against Carolina. They didn't have the Raiders to kick around yesterday. Although the Raiders beat the horrific Cleveland Browns.
Couldn't happen to a better franchise, Cleveland. I'm so happy that they stink.
If the Vikings are surprise 1A or 1, then the Washington Commanders have to be surprise 1A. They obliterated Arizona on the road, and Jaden Daniels was, again, very good. Are they real? Are the Commanders real?
Why wouldn't they be? What would be, I guess, their defense?
Don't you kind of like that? Don't you kind of like them being real?
Of course. Who doesn't like Jaden Daniels, a guy who climbed up from not very much and won the Heisman, got drafted number 2 overall? They have punted once in 3 games, and I think they have 1 turnover in that stretch, too. So that's
26 of 30.
Yeah, he's.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
I know. He's done that the last 3 games. He doesn't throw any incompletions. I think he had a pick yesterday, but he doesn't have turnovers. He can run. He's making decent weapons out of guys you wouldn't expect, like Zacchaeus or something like that yesterday. And who wouldn't be rooting for them if you don't have a team
here? On the season now, get this. Jaden Daniels, on the season, has completed 87 of 106 pass attempts. 87 of 106 attempts. That's 82.1%. Now, that's unsustainable. But
you know what that is, though? That's great coaching. If you're going to put your quarterback, who's a rookie, in a position to succeed, and so he does succeed, I think that says a lot for...
Who's their offensive coordinator in Washington?
What do you...
I don't think you can... I don't think you can just drop that on Dan Quinn, who... listen, I don't mind Dan Quinn, but he's a defensive guy, the defense-first coach.
Oh, it's Cliff Kingsbury. I knew that.
Well, there you go.
They've been talking about that all weekend.
So there's Cliff Kingsbury rising up.
Yeah, exactly. Again,
why didn't you know that off the top?
I didn't. Everybody's been talking about it—the Cliff Kingsbury revenge game against Arizona.
Why didn't I hear him?
I don't know. Maybe your ears aren't as low to the ground as mine are.
I like to listen when people talk. I'm into it.
I consume a lot of NFL content on Monday.
Do you really?
Yes. I read. I listen to Bill Simmons. I listen to Jim Rome's whip around. I just try to know what's going on in the league.
I'm very interested in the Commanders.
You wouldn't be.
And in that division, they got a chance. They have the Browns, and then they're at the Ravens. Boy, that's going to be a fun game.
That might be our bonus game that week.
Baltimore. They're about an hour apart.
I understand.
And that will be a fun game coming up in a couple weeks. Then they have the Panthers, Bears, Giants, Steelers, Eagles. Cowboys, Titans, Saints, Eagles, Falcons, Cowboys. They're in the playoffs.
I don't know if I want to put them in the playoffs.
They're in the
What are they, 3-1?
Why don't you just listen to me for once?
I'm sure they have a very good chance of being in the playoffs, but I'm not going to go 13 games down and say 9-8 or 11-5. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't know what. This is why you don't have my track record.
That's dumb. Because I could say anything. I could say 100 things right now. 3 of them could be true.
If they stay injury free, that's a schedule that they can maneuver.
Yeah, it's been
that's
4
not
games.
A schedule that intimidates anyone.
No, but there are other coaches and players in the league, and now the book is going to be out on Jaden Daniels. I'm not saying he's going to start – he's not going to turn into a pumpkin, but he's not going to complete 80% of his passes either. And defenses will adjust. Defenses will do different things against him.
Well, I don't know about that.
And there'll be an outcome in one of those games that you just mentioned that you probably didn't expect.
How about this? I honestly didn't know Joe Flacco was still in the league. He comes in for Indianapolis, takes them to a win. What is this guy? Why can't we all be made of what Joe Flacco's made of?
Well, it's just interesting because he played for Baltimore, and he was kind of that game manager type for a lot of those years with them, and then went to the Jets and didn't do anything, and shows up in Cleveland. He's just flinging the ball around the field like Brett Favre or something, and now he's doing the same thing in Indianapolis. I don't know how Cleveland lets him go. I mean, I do, but it's still stupid.
Well, they had to let him go.
I know, but it's so dumb. Are we trying to win or not? I know there are 2 teams in Cleveland that really want to win. And I know there's
the
one.
The other one besides
the
Cavs.
Oh, shut up. And
what do you mean, shut up?
You know exactly who the other one is, the Crunch. But, yeah, I don't know what I was saying, but you get it.
By the way, next week in the NFL, there's not a game. There's not an interesting game in the whole bunch. You want me to go down this?
Sure.
Because this is just...
You don't think Rams-Packers is sort of interesting?
You've got the Giants at Minnesota. You've got Carolina at Chicago. Baltimore at Cincinnati. I suppose that has some level. Miami at New England. Cleveland at Washington. Indy at Jacksonville. Oh, there's one. Buffalo at Houston.
There you go.
That's by far the marquee.
Marquee.
Las Vegas at Denver, Arizona at San Francisco, Green Bay at the Rams. Rams haven't impressed anyone yet. It was the Jets at Minnesota. Does that get you at all?
Better than the Giants.
The Jets were just awful yesterday.
Bad conditions, but yeah, they weren't good.
I don't care what conditions my condition is in. That was a terrible performance.
I do not like the Jets.
Man,
Robert
this
Saleh
game,
is probably the...
This game in Atlanta is unbelievable. Frankie Lindor just hit a game-changing 2-run homer in the top of the ninth. The Mets have taken an 8-7 lead against Atlanta.
Frankie will
do that.
And
if you're out there saying baseball's boring, you're not really on top of your game.
No one says that.
People say it.
No one with a brain.
People say it. I'd rather watch this kind of baseball than a football game any day. And that'll lose me some fans.
I'm going to have to call my friend.
There's several people who just said, I'm not listening to this guy anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's fine.
But I mean, that's unbelievable. The back and forth we've seen here.
It has
been. Yeah, you can see it in a football game occasionally, in a basketball game, but this was the best game ever invented. And I'm not going to really listen to any argument.
The drama is unmatched.
That goes counter to that. How do you like them apples?
Frankie, I want to be happy for him, and I am on some level.
Well, you traded him because you couldn't afford him.
Couldn't afford him.
That's part of life in Cleveland.
Sure is. Wish he was still there. Oh, well.
There's not a person.
We got Brian Rocchio. We're all good.
Yeah, whatever. We'll take a break. We got an hour left. We're zipping through it with incoherent thoughts and ramblings, but that's kind of what we do here. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.